Brought to you by Tiger Buford.
Hello, Orthopedic Tribe. Welcome to Inside Orthopedics. My name is Tiger. I'm an orthopedic industry insider and retained recruiter for early stage orthopedic companies. Thank you for listening. This is episode number 20, titled Anatomy of a Startup, interview with Eric Paul from Exxiom. This is one for those who want to look inside an early startup with a better solution that is right on the cusp of commercialization in the U.S. Eric Paul is the CEO of Exxiom, that is E-X-I-O-M. Eric and I were in different locations after Academy in 2019, and we've never met. Exxiom is the solution for casting or bracing. In our world of orthopedics, software wins again for this breakthrough. An iPad app makes a 3D image, and an on-site 3D printer prints a two-piece cast or brace while the patient is waiting. This cast is cool, it's colorful, it's waterproof, and more. You will start to see these casts pop up all over the country. This is just a better solution. Enjoy the conversation. As always, don't forget to subscribe. Thank Tiger Buford for your next key hire, and keep innovating, my friends.
Thanks.
Hello.
I think we've got it. All right.
Sounds good.
Okay, we're live. This is Eric Paul with Exxiom. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, sir. Exxiom. We started the company last year, mid-year around June, and took us about 6 months to get through the FDA regulatory process and put together all of our quality systems and all that stuff. But yeah, we are commercializing a new 3D printed brace.
Cool. Yeah. So I saw some information about you guys at Academy, and it's what a brilliant solution. I mean, you know, casts are a nightmare, and even 3D casts takes too long. You know, and you got to tell me, we've never met, but I looked you up on LinkedIn and saw that you've got some history in 3D printing. So tell me how you got into this and the backstory.
Sure. Yeah, a little bit. So we've got experience in business building, and we're with another big network marketing company in the health and wellness field. And my wife and I been with this company for 5 years, and we've just kind of become experts in networking and promoting products and finding, you know, innovative new ways to do things. And so we have seven children. We live on a farm in North Florida.
Wow.
And two of our children broke their arm pretty much at the same time, and, you know, minor fractures, typical kid stuff. So we went in and got a cast put on the first one, and, you know, it was your typical cast process. It was itchy and stinky, and they got it wet, and we had to go back to get a new one put on. And so when the second kid broke his arm, I looked into, you know, other alternatives. I'd seen, you know, pictures of these 3D printed, you know, mesh casts online over the years, and I wasn't sure if they'd commercialized yet. So I contacted one company and talked to them a bit about theirs, and, you know, just the whole process of, you know, getting the arm scanned and the wait time and everything, it just didn't make sense. It was too arduous, and it didn't really seem like it was worth the hassle. So we just went ahead and got a regular brace put on them. So, you know, it kind of piqued my interest, and I started looking into other companies that were producing these 3D printed brace models. And I found a company in Spain called Exxelet. And Exxelet developed this super awesome proprietary software algorithm where you can basically load an app on an iPad, and a physician, a medical professional, can perform a 3D scan of a patient limb, and then the app automatically models the brace and produces a print-ready file. So that was light years ahead of anything currently on the market, right?
And that's just a photograph image?
Well, it uses it incorporates a special 3D scanning tool that mounts to the front of the iPad. And
okay.
So that 3D scanner captures submillimeter measurements of the surface of the limb.
Got it.
Then the app uses those measurements to model a brace that's print ready. So, you know, it cuts down the time as opposed to using a traditional 3D scanner and scanning a limb and then manually building a brace. It just makes it way easier and automates the whole process.
Wow.
So I talked to the company and he told me about how their material they're printed out of is biocompatible. You know, it's PETG plastic, the same stuff you'll find in water bottles.
Okay.
Super thin, really cool helical union system to attach it. So we chatted for a while, we made friends and worked out a contract, and we became the U.S. distributor for Xcalit. And now we're commercializing and scaling nationwide and enabling orthopedic professionals to rapidly produce 3D printable braces for their patients.
Wow. So tell me, what hardware would a clinical setting have to do this?
Well, it's super simple. Right now, all they need is an iPad with the scanner attached. So when we sign up a new clinic, we go in there and bring as many iPads as they need. You know, if it's a large group, 20 surgeons, they might need, you know, 5 or 6 iPads. So we'll assemble the iPads and the 3D scanners. We'll install the software and configure their user accounts. And then we'll go in for a day or two and, you know, perform training with staff that's going to be. And it's been an incredibly easy process to onboard, because really all they need is an iPad, and everything is really really easy to understand and follow along with. So
and there's a printer, right? There's a how large is the printer, and does it stay in the clinical setting all the time, or does it move around?
There's a couple different options. I'm glad you asked that. Right now, what we do is we 3D print the braces at our North Florida production facility, and then we overnight them back to the clinic within 48 hours for application to the patient. So, you know, that's not really ideal, but that's as good as the technology is right now. But we've got new technology that's coming on board in the middle of 2019. Which will be a standalone printer, brand spanking new technology that's not on the market yet. And that'll enable us to provide the clinics with a printer where they can produce braces on site while the patient waits.
Wow.
Within 30 to 40 minutes, the print will be done, ready to go. We can pull the brace out of the machine, do some minor cleanup, and apply it to the patient before they leave the office. So it'll eliminate the office visit and really make our provider partners, you know, real technology leaders in this field.
Yeah, that's brilliant, because then you're turning two visits into one, and there's an immediate treatment. That's brilliant. So what's the business model, Eric? Are you selling the cast, or will you sell the capital equipment and the material and stuff in the future? How does that work?
Yes, well, it's a flexible and scalable business model. You know, each clinic's different in the way that they want to approach it. But typically, right now, we retain a percentage of the collected amount per brace that's printed, and the software keeps track of each brace that's printed and each patient. When the new printer becomes available, then the clinic will have the option to either purchase the printer or lease the printer from us. And then we'll also be the sole source for all consumables. So, yeah, we'll provide the hardware, the equipment, the consumables, the software. And so we'll collect on each brace printed, and in addition, we'll make profit on the equipment.
Got it. Wow. So where are you in the U.S. today? Are you across the whole country, big cities, or scattered?
Well, we're pretty much a new company, right? So we're a startup. We're through seed phase. We commercialized early this year, so we've been super busy integrating into new provider clinics. So we have clinics in North Florida, South Florida, South Alabama. We've got some other new practices opening up in the Midwest and New England. So, yeah, within a month or two, I'm sure that we'll have at least a dozen locations across the country where patients can go to get the new brace. And then, of course, the idea is to scale nationwide over the next two to three years.
Yeah. So that's really early. So what's your biggest challenge right now?
I think the biggest challenge is probably the same challenge that most startups face, especially startups in the medical or medical device field, and that is process. So figuring out the most efficient way to get the equipment and the software into the hands of providers. And it really hasn't been a difficult process as far as marketing is concerned, because I'm sure you saw what the brace looks like. You know,
it sells itself.
So I guess really one of the main challenges has just been implementing the appropriate processes, anywhere from billing to onboarding to scalability. So those are all things that we're getting worked out, and found some really effective team members that have been helping us with that. So it's going great. We're excited. It's almost moving too fast to keep up with, but we're getting there.
Good problem to have. So will you be at some of the upcoming orthopedic shows like the OTA trauma show? Are you how are you getting the word out?
We've mainly been getting the word out through social media as well as attending trade shows. So AAOS 2019, that was a huge show for us. It was incredibly productive. So we've spent every day since we've gotten back following up with huge orthopedic groups and providers who are interested in the braces. And then, you know, they'll tell all of their friends. You know, another cool, side benefit that came out of the show is there was a media consultant there that saw us and chatted with us for a little while. And he called a contact who's a producer for a major television network. And so there's a major educational television series that's going to start filming here in the coming months. And so we just finalized a deal with them to be featured as one of their new innovative providers in the medical device field. So that'll be incredible press, nationwide coverage. And so we've just been trying to capitalize on each individual opportunity that makes sense to get the word out, let people know about us.
Sure. Wow, that's exciting. So what's the end game for you, Eric? Do you want to build a business for 10 or 20 years? Do you want to sell? Do you want to bring in new three-dimensional printing products? What's your ultimate goal?
Yeah, well, it's pretty fluid at this point, of course. I mean, there's so many different decisions that we can take. But, yeah, we want to scale this business up to its max potential. The software developer is incredibly talented, and they're releasing new brace models this year to, be suitable for foot, ankle, and leg braces and other models as well. So, yeah, the idea is to scale this business as big and as fast as we can over the next several years. And then if the opportunity presents itself for an acquisition and it makes sense, then that's great. We also have several other venues in mind for other products that can be produced with the same technology and the same type of process. So we'll be developing those other potential businesses and income streams as well to try to capitalize on different markets.
Got it. So I'm sure you have patents that are either pending or issued. So what is the secret sauce? Is the secret sauce in the software or in the business process?
It really is. Yeah, it's really in both. You'll have to develop your own business process for any new business that you start and any new industry that you begin a business in. But yeah, there are European patents and US patents, and those are well organized and protected. So the secret sauce, I think, really is the software. I mean, that's the short answer, because right now the only way to make one of these braces is manually. You have to manually construct it in a program. Whereas this program automates the entire process and just makes it a really simple, easy to onboard process for professional.
Wow, that's brilliant. And the neat thing about software is it's easy to scale, easy to change, easy to upgrade. That's fascinating. So, well, this is great. I mean, I love innovative startups that have taken a problem and solved it. And you guys are early. You're going to have a great future. Is there anything I can do to help? I'm just a well-connected orthopedic medical device guy.
Yeah, well, I think there is. You know, I mean, as an orthopedic medical device guy with 30 years in the industry, you know, the key to getting in front of decision makers at practices and hospitals is utilizing connections and having you know, a handshake intro. So yeah, I'm sure we can chat more about that. I read up a little bit about your history and your experience, and yeah, look forward to chatting with you more about, you know, potentially working together on that.
Yeah, we'll do that, Eric. So here in closing, I'm trying to be careful with your time. What's the best way for a doctor or hospital to find out more about your product and where to get it?
Yeah, the best way is just to visit our website, exiom.com. It's exiom.com. We have a phone number on there where they can email or call me directly, as well as our national sales director. And we can walk them through the process. We'll come do demo scans and demo braces and provide any information they need to get started.
Sounds terrific. Well, thanks for your time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great work, and we'll be looking for you in the future. It shows. I'm sure we'll talk again.
Yeah, we'll be at a bunch of them, so look forward to meeting you.
All right, thanks, Eric. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Take care.